So I would say, Blake, for me, the last month in December, it was probably one of the busiest months, maybe of my life. I mean, it was up there for me. And I'm curious, when you have those seasons, do you have trouble setting your daily big three? I guess I should say setting or completing your daily big three.
Right. It's it reminds me of that one Seinfeld episode where Jerry's at the rental car place, you know? He's like, anyone can take reservations. It's the holding.
Yes.
It's the holding. Anyone could just take them, you know, right?
Yeah.
And that's what that's sometimes what it's like with the daily big three. You can set it, but it's the doing it that's the real needle mover. So the short answer to your question is absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's seasons where it feels like, man, what I did a daily big three and I did one out of three. And it kind of feels like it has the opposite effect of what it's supposed to, where I'm supposed to feel like I'm winning, right? I'm supposed to feel like, oh, right, I did this thing. And instead, I feel like I can't even do my three things. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all had those moments. And, you know, something in a day happens that's just unforeseen at the beginning of the day. I think it happens. And I think we've said on this podcast over and over, you know, you have to have grace for yourselves, Blake, you and I, to our own selves. Like, we have to have grace in those moments because, yes, things happen. But I think there are some tips for how to kind of get back on track when that's happened, how to ensure that as you set those, like, you're setting yourself up to be able to complete your daily big three successfully and really get the most out of the Full Focus Planner, whether, you know, you're just starting out or if you're longtime users like you and I.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is
wait,
the
wait,
most...
Wait. Like you and me.
Ah, wow.
Okay. Just nice grammar correct there. For the audio.
Nice there grammar correct there. Yep. That's that Tennessee education.
Stop
doing
it.
Work.
Stop it. Do not even with.
Hey, I was educated in Tennessee too.
Yes. You know.
The daily big three is foundational. It's essential. When it's thrown off or when you're thrown off from your daily big three, it feels like everything else can begin to crumble. If you've been there or if you're there right now, you're not alone. I've been there. Courtney's been there. Now, Nick, our producer, probably hasn't been there because if you've listened to our podcast, you know, he dials in everything. But just imagine, Nick, just use your imagination. You're not alone and we're here to help you. Shake the dust off, brush yourself off, and listen today as we go through four tips to setting and completing your daily big three. Whether you're a first timer or a long timer, you're going to get some juice out of this episode. So let's do it.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Courtney Baker, here with Blake Stratton, which as of this episode is now literally bouncing around the room as I read the intro.
I gotta quit doing this. It's not a great plan. People, I come in, I'm like, hey, everybody. So once again, Courtney, we are without our dear friend Verbs for this episode. He's off making our clients' lives magical, helping them grow and scale their business. But we're here trying to hold down the fort without him. And we're talking about the most essential thing, the daily big three, and how you can get better at actually setting it and following through.
Yep. The first tip is to pick a time. There is actually disagreement about when your daily big three should be filled out. Blake, you and I are on like opposite sides of the ring, usually, you know, talking about when this should be done. And I think the reason is usually it's just you need to go with what works best for you, like truthfully. Mm-hmm. Some people do it when they first arrive at work, which would be the wrong way. I'm just kidding. You know, if it works for you, do it as part of your workday startup. Some people like to set them at the end of the workday for the next day. Some people like to set them before they go to work. Actually, our CEO, she sets it like very first thing in the morning. She drinks a cup of coffee and sets out her daily big three. And there's even some people that do it before they go to bed as part of their evening ritual. So there's a lot of options on when you do your daily big three. I think the important thing here is to determine when is the time for me and do it consistently.
Absolutely. If you've tried and failed to set a consistent time and it's been a while, you may want to look at a couple things. The first being, is there a clear activation trigger? Is there something that is, oh, well, once this happens, then I'll do my daily big three. If you don't have one, I would consider that and do it, make the activation trigger something that's already automatic in your day. So it could be, oh, I sit down at my desk. You know, and before I open up my laptop, I'm going to open up my planner and remember, oh, right, I got to set a daily big three. It could be, you know, you mentioned Megan. Once she sits down with her cup of coffee, that's kind of the trigger. You know, we may forget to set our daily big three. You're probably not forgetting to have that cup of coffee, right?
True.
And if it's been a thing for a while, you may want to up the ante and just make it a habit goal. Actually formalize this habit of setting the daily big three, and that will include an activation trigger, a time, and really bake that in as something that gets your focus and attention this quarter.
Yeah, and we actually talked a little bit more about that in a recent episode. Was that 2 weeks ago, Blake?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I think we talked about that, setting that as a goal. So go back and listen to that,
that
if you haven't heard it.
Oh my gosh, Blake, I just had a moment where I realized we've done 123 episodes of this show. So that would be episode 121 if you want to go back and check that out. Another really great episode if you're kind of wanting to look at making habits stick is episode 22. And it's labeled that exact title, How to Make a Habit Stick. That's really helpful with setting a habit goal. So Blake, what about for you? I mean, I think the coffee one with Megan is a really great example. Do you have an activation trigger that you use, or is it just part of your workday startup?
It's actually part of my workday startup. So I use an app on my phone that just plays through my workday startup. And so that's the trigger. It's this automated thing that's like, all right, check my calendar, check my inbox, do these things. Oh, set my daily big three. And it just becomes a part of that.
Yeah, I love that. I use something very similar with my workday shutdown. Tip number one, pick a time that works for you and just be consistent with it. Tip number two. Let's try to do it together at the same time. Yeah.
Okay.
Tip number two.
Okay. The second tip is to start with verbs. You don't want to ever engage in any podcast not featuring verbs, Boyer. That's our second
1,000%.
Tip.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I misread that. It actually says, start with a verb. So in this instance, we're talking about how you write your daily big three. This is a huge one for me. Huge in terms of how important I think this is. How you actually write your big three item in your planner makes a difference. It makes a huge difference, Courtney. Do you know why?
Yes, I do know why. Why?
Okay, great. that's it. Like my daughter does the same thing. I'll be like, oh, do you know what this is? And she'll say, yes. And then I'll say, what does it do? And she'll be like, and she'll change the subject. So the reason this is so important is clarity. part of the value of setting a daily big three is being crystal clear on what you need to actually do. So the temptation is you look at, oh, I've got to, you know, there's this project you're working on, like, oh, I'm working on this big marketing project. And so you just write down marketing project as part of your daily big three.
It may just be Black Friday sale. Like, you know, I need to work on the Black Friday sale,
exactly.
Which is only mildly helpful because it doesn't tell you what actually needs, what's the action that needs to happen for the Black Friday sale. So if you add the verb to that, that you've got to write the ad copy for the Black Friday sale, all of a sudden it's just the clarity there of what action you need to take next is so helpful in actually getting momentum.
Mm-hmm. Part of the value of setting a daily big three is that satisfaction that I have done what's most important today. Black Friday sale can't be completed today. It's just a category of things. So even if you check the box, quote unquote, that you worked on it, you'll still end your day feeling like, boy, did I really get the right things done? And it defeats the purpose.
Well, to that point, you don't even know. Like, there is no way to know if Black Friday sale was completed or not, because there's no specificity with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Nick, our producer's big three, is like, hey, I need to somehow wrangle these two folks to record some podcast episodes today. And so he may write down record podcast number 123 somehow.
No, I write down wrangle.
Wrangle.
Okay. My verb is wrangle.
Would be the verb. Wrangle. Edit 3.5 hours of content down to a clean 19 minutes. That would be that'll be your verb big three for tomorrow. But start with a verb, because a verb is an action, and an action is something that you can take. It's you can actually do it, and you can know if you've done it. So be specific and write down your daily big three with a verb to start.
This is one that I can easily fall into, especially if I'm kind of rushed as part of my workday shutdown. You know, I try not for that to happen, but it happens. And so I'll just list, like, using that example, I would just write like podcast. You know, the next day, like, usually it's what I mean is, you know, I need to record so many episodes of a podcast, or I need to prepare for certain episodes of the podcast. But again, it's that sense of, did I actually complete it or not? Because there's lots of things that I could do for this podcast. And especially if you're someone like me that sets your daily big three the day before, you know, there's a lot of time, you know, that passes between actually setting my daily big three and getting started on those items. And so the more clarity I can have in that daily big three, the more powerful it is for me the next day.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
So tip number one, pick a time. Tip number two, start with a verb. And the third tip is to track your progress. Now, Courtney, I know you are a big fan of the old check mark that there's nothing for an Enneagram 3 than that ooey gooey, warm, exciting, comforting feeling of a box that has a check mark in it. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the check mark effect here of the daily big three.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one is really powerful. You know, there's some endorphins that I get from checking that off. To that point, guys, I've even started checking it off and crossing it out. Like, if you want to, like, double
You try to double dip on that.
Let me see how much achievement I can feel from this, like, 2-3 lines here. And I think that's really what's so powerful about the Daily Big Three is there is this reward that's built in, you know, that you get to check it off that I don't think you have when you just have ongoing things in your head that you think, oh, I got so much to do. I've got to figure that out. By just, like, getting the clarity of what those things are and then being able to check it off, that feels really good. I would say the other thing is you then have clarity on what you need to do next. You know, like once you've marked the first thing off, it's really clear. Here are these two other things. Which one am I going to go to next versus that like never ending to-do list of like, oh, I don't know what to do next. Then you get sucked into email or Slack. And then before you know it, the day's over and you're like, oh my gosh, I worked really hard, but I didn't get anything done. I think this tip number three of tracking your progress is really powerful.
Yeah. And you may want to use, you know, when we talk about tracking your progress, obviously there's the tracking throughout your day. You may, if you want to improve the whole Daily Big Three setting, if that's a challenge for you, track your progress of that as a habit goal. You know, we talked about making that a habit goal a couple episodes back of setting a Daily Big Three. Maybe use the streak tracker. There's a streak tracker in the Full Focus Planner that allows you to track any habit that you want. You may want to use that for your Daily Big Three and just write, you know, put an X, put a check mark for every day that you successfully set your Daily Big Three, check that box, or every day that you complete your Daily Big Three, maybe check that box and leverage that. You know, you'll get that same, you'll get to double dip on the momentum, you know, of of actually having the Daily Big Three each day momentum, but then the overarching momentum of I'm becoming a better organizer of my life and planner of my days.
Okay, tip number four is pause to debrief. And I love this tip so much. I think there are a lot of times I see in the community where people will say things like, I'm having a really hard time actually getting my Daily Big Three done. And then, you know, people will ask like, how long has that been happening? And they're like, oh, it just seems to happen quite a bit. And I think what happens is if you're not taking the time to actually look back and determine what is causing this to happen. You know, I think we've kind of got that process baked in for you if you're using the weekly previews, that time to like set aside and look back on like what worked, what didn't. But we don't explicitly say, you know, like evaluate your daily big threes. And so I think this is really important for everybody listening. If you find yourself not completing daily big threes, like make that part of your weekly preview or just stop right now.
Absolutely. You know,
spend the next 30 minutes thinking through what has kept me from getting my daily big three checked off, and see if you can see any trends with those things. Like maybe it's because you do it as part of your workday startup and you're always running late to work. And so then when you get to work, you feel like I've just got to jump in. I don't have time to set my daily big three. And therefore, you know what? You're not going to check them off if you don't set them. You know, or maybe it's because you're constantly getting interrupted with other people's requests and you never get time to work on your own work. I think that happens for a lot of people. But I think the key here is just setting time to think through what is causing that. What can I see any trends? And once you have the clarity around that, it's probably an easy thing to correct if you can get the clarity.
That's key. I have mentioned before using the notes page to write down where my time actually went during the day. That started because I was in a season where I was struggling to actually complete my daily big three, and I didn't know why. I wasn't sure why it was. By the time I was doing my weekly preview, I was trying to remember, oh yeah, what happened that day? I literally just didn't remember, or I couldn't, you know, wasn't in my calendar. And I started tracking my time. If you find yourself unclear about why you're not hitting your daily big three, that's something you may want to consider. You can use the planner to do that like I did, you know, in the notes pages, or there's other time tracking things you could use. But start, you know, writing down. It could just be a journal, you know, just a little journaling that you do for a week before you end your day and just go, hey, what actually happened today? And then review that during your weekly preview to provide you that insight. I think the self-awareness of where your time and energy is actually going is the beginning of that clarity that you need to understand what needs to be adjusted, you know, about your practice of setting and achieving your daily big three.
You know, one other thing that I feel like I hear a lot is people that will say, well, my boss in the middle of the day, you know, like every morning I get in and my boss has X, Y, Z that they want me to do differently than I had as part of my daily big three. I think even that, if you can find the trend, then you can say, okay, I'm not going to set my daily big three until, you know, I get this information from my boss, you know, when I get in to work, you know, because it's really pointless. I think, you know, the option isn't, you know, to tell your boss like, oh no, I've got my daily big three set, so I can't do the thing that you want me to do. You know, like that's not really an option. But again, I think finding that trend and then, you know, figuring out the right place to set your daily big three will really be helpful. So you don't have to fall behind on setting and completing your daily big three. You can get the most out of this tool each day when you pick a time, start with a verb, track your progress, and pause to debrief. Blake, any final thoughts?
I do. A bonus tip, if you will, is when you're setting your daily big three, make sure this is something that is under your control, something that you can do that does not have built-in or at least total dependency on somebody else. It's kind of related to the starting with a verb, you know, how you write it. Of course, the thing could involve an activity with somebody else, but make sure it's something that you can do, that you can own. If it's something that's sort of, oh, well, someone would have to also do something in order for me to complete this, you're going to end up with a lot of incomplete daily big threes and a lot of frustration. Does that make sense, Courtney, what I'm trying to communicate?
Yeah, absolutely.
So make sure it's something that you can do, that you can take ownership of, because otherwise, yeah, you're asking for some chaos. Kind of the additional thought with that is to recognize that this is a practice. So that tip I just gave, you may even struggle with it initially as you're writing, or, you know, tracking your progress or debriefing, all these things, it takes practice. So don't expect to go from, I'm really struggling to set a daily big three, to I'm batting 1,000 and I never miss a day and I always achieve it all the time. It's a practice. So allow yourself to experiment and to grow over time and to improve upon the executive function of clarifying what's most important for your day, determining your own bandwidth. You're building relationship as well with understanding your own energy, use of time, and schedule. That takes time. So allow yourself that time, hang with it, and I promise it'll be worth the effort.
It's a great word.
Y'all, thank you for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so share it with your friends. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple.
Yep, 5 stars. You can write whatever you want, but just make sure those 5 stars are included. Thank you sincerely for listening. We appreciate you. And next week, we're going to have another great episode. And I think, Courtney, crossing my fingers, we will have our man Verbs back with us, which,
that's right,
we can cue the applause, Nick. Yes, I can stay subscribed to this podcast because Verbs is coming back.
Until then, stay focused.
Stay focused.
That was weird.
Stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content. And if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.